Oh, absolutely, Mark. I'll tell you what. Yes, I knew Mark very well, and everybody at Children's Home knew Mark, and everybody at Children's Home knows Mark's family. Mark's association with Children's Home Society goes way back to the 1960s. Mark's parents would come and stop in at the old Children's Home orphanage, and they'd pick some kids and then take kids home for Christmas meal. And so Mark got to know them way back then when he was just a young boy. Many years later, in 1995, Mark was working then with the PGA Champions Tour. In fact, he was a physical therapist for them for a time, and he also often caddied for Graham Marsh. And when he was doing that, he learned that many of these golf professionals would play in charity events for different organizations, and Mark really got the idea that why not ask them to do something in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for Children's Home Society. That was almost 20 years ago now, and that organizational and deep thinking that Mark put into this led to, over the years, almost $5 million to help the children that we serve at Children's Home Society. So Mark is a big deal. Mark's family is a big deal to all of us and all of those that we serve at Children's Home, and we're very sorry to hear of his passing.
Well, boy, he, as I'm finding out, he was more than just a golfer. He was a giver.
That's exactly right. Very much so. Very, very much so. He will be missed.
This classic, the Orion, well, you know, the ink is barely dry on what you raised this time. It was just recent here, and he was involved with that.
Exactly, Mark, and we don't know the exact numbers yet from this year's event, but we do believe it will be the largest ever, the largest that we've had in 19 years. So we're very excited about it. None of it would have happened without Mark Amundson.